Death Before Detention by Alison Weatherby. Read by Avna Manzer-Wallace. Prologue. Warning. If this logbook, the true account of the first unofficial case investigated by the Common Criminals Club, becomes public, something horrible has happened. Call the guards, make sure we're alive, and get to safety. Because if you're reading this, something has gone very wrong. Okay, now Shonda is just after giving out to me for not taking a vote to determine whether this should be our first case at all, official or not. We did not, she reminded me, start this club to become amateur sleuths. She was right. We started this for the chats and sweets. But then I reminded her that we couldn't just sit on our hands because in the past 48 hours, we've discovered a dead body, rediscovered that same body, been tormented by mean girls, uncovered legit murder suspects in our very own school, been annoyed by one Egypt sergeant. We have no choice. We have to investigate. Time is ticking. When this all began, none of us intended this book to be used as a sort of break in case of emergency manual to take to the guards or our principal or simply my mam. It was mainly a log of how much money we'd spent on sweets and biscuits to keep things even. I was the secretary of the Common Criminals Club, our top secret, exclusive club whose sole purpose was, until that fated day, watching stolen Netflix and eating snacks. In the highly underrated, self-appointed role of secretary, I oversaw important things like noting who bought the last shrimps and bananas sweets and making sure they never bought them again, or collecting funds for a bulk purchase of microwave popcorn at Aldi. Only when things started happening in the murder department, I took it upon myself to become the club's scribe and historian to ensure we had an airtight account of events, just in case. But I'm getting ahead of myself. For this account to be of any worth in a court of law, we'll need to start at the beginning, back when my friends and I realised there was something horribly wrong going on at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart boarding school for girls in Ballymalooney, Ireland. Chapter 1. The bullet lodged squarely in my bum. That morning, I woke up late, which wasn't unusual. The skull-shattering echo of a gong from the hallway destroyed the peaceful silence of the morning, waking me from a cracking bit of kip. The night before wasn't the first time we'd returned to our dorm rooms after curfew, or the last, but it was thankfully one night we hadn't been caught. At the time, I woke up stunned but relieved, knowing we'd dodged a bullet, so to speak. Later, I learned that when you dodge one bullet, another one inevitably hits you right in the bum. Oh no! Breakfast! I said, shooting out of bed onto a pile of clothes I always left on the floor of the room I shared with Shonda. Shockingly, 3 of my 9 detentions had been for failed room inspections. My mam had nodded knowingly when told of the 3rd. Apparently, she and Shonda agreed that I had never been one for organisation. Flailing, I searched for rumpled but clean uniform pieces on my side of the room, which contained a bed, a desk, and a wardrobe with its doors open, spewing rumpled clothes onto the floor. Shonda's side of the room was, in theory, the exact same, except her half was spotless, everything artfully organised on her desk, including an electric kettle and a wooden tree with teacups hanging like leaves. Her bureau never vomited her clothing onto the carpet. Instead, her blue school jumpers and crisp cotton shirts were always folded perfectly. Navy pleated skirts hung beside our school-issue navy pea coat, and a pair of brown loafers were lined up neatly next to bright white PE runners.